Rick Moffitt from CJAD in Montreal joins us. Rick, I know last time I talked to you, I'd asked about the coaching situation, and they weren't really sure what direction they were going in, but obviously they elected Tom Higgins. Give us your thoughts on why they liked Higgins.
Well, they liked him because in December there were some signals from the Wettenhall family that they were concerned about making another what they referred to as a Dan Hawkins-style mistake. In other words, hiring a head coach who did not have significant body of work behind him as a coach. Jim Pop's been there in a couple of emergency situations and has, you know, had his team at a Grey Cup, but not in a year where he was a full-time guy. So the longer this dragged on, there was a growing sense that something was up. Somebody else had popped up on the radar. To me, at that point, it seems natural that Jim Pop would not be the guy making the hire. And Jim Pop today reminded all of us that every time he's jumped in as head coach, it has been on the hire of the Wettenhalls. So a lot of people are playing this up as some kind of power struggle or Game of Thrones between Pop and Tom Higgins, the GM and head coach. In fact, what I think is going on is Andrew Wettenhall, the son of the longtime owner, is becoming a lot more involved. He was in on some of the head coaching candidate interviews a year ago, and I think in part because of that experience, he was all more determined to have his input this time around.
What's his background in football, Rick? You can be more involved, but should he be more involved when it comes to personnel decisions?
Well, he certainly wants to be involved when it comes to handling the GM and the coach. That is clear. He is not a football guy like his father. He is a very savvy and very smooth businessman, and that's his background. Business, making the numbers dance, not necessarily making players and coaches dance. And so, is Jim Pop disappointed? Is his football ego bruised? I think naturally so. He's a very proud man, and I think the Wettenhalls spent an appropriate amount of time on their conference call today pumping up Jim Pop's tires. Robert Wettenhall referring to him as the soul of the franchise, and Higgins astute to that too. Said that this is, in his mind, a match made in heaven. We just have to be sure that if this really is a shotgun marriage, that doesn't mean that bride and groom can't have eyes for each other at the end of it all.
Rick Moffitt joins us from CJAD in Montreal. Rick, when the GM doesn't have that much say, you talk about his ego being bruised and such, they also have to work together to say, because a lot of times your GM talks to the coach, okay, what time of players you want, I'll go out and get them. And Jim Pop has got a pretty good track record of finding quality talent, but I'm guessing, it's not the best way to start a relationship out where you're kind of force-fed two guys together.
Well, and in fact, Jim Pop has maintained that they have been talking in recent days. And interestingly, I know for a fact that Jim Pop, just on the possibility, or in his mind perhaps the probability, that he would be named head coach, had a list of offensive coordinators and a couple of other assistant coaching candidates that he wanted to bring to Montreal. So now it's going to be very interesting to see who will be the offensive guru, because Tom Higgins is not the offensive guru. And that, to me, is going to be the most important hire. And that'll be very interesting to see if that's going to be a Pop guy or a Higgins guy.
They already announced Andre Bolduc coming onto the staff in Montreal. Higgins has been out of the coaching game for a while, Rick. Obviously, he was involved as a head of officiating, so he understands all the rules in and out, so that part's good. But, the game, even in 5 or 6 years, can change rather quickly. What did Higgins say about getting back in and what's going to be the challenge to get up to speed?
Well, he said the good thing is, as director of officiating, he's sat down with every coaching staff over the last few years for their meetings. And so, he knows what's going on the field. He's probably seen as much video as any coach. But it's interesting. With Andre Bolduc, there are a couple of much more high-profile former Alouettes in the coaching ranks and waiting in the wings for opportunity. It's too soon for Anthony Calvillo. We know that. But Ben Cahoon, headed to the Hall of Fame this year, is also a former Alouette who is interested in coming back to Montreal in some capacity. I think it might be in over his head as OC. I know that there's been speculation, perhaps even a former Eskimo, Jason Tucker, could be a person of interest. But this is where it will get intriguing. Is this going to be a guy that Higgins will accept because Pop will nominate him, or is it going to be a guy that Higgins really wants and Pop will let his head coach make that hire?
Rick Moffa joins us from CJD in Montreal. Rick, did Tom Higgins or Jim Pop allude to how that will go? Because I know here in Edmonton, Ed Hervey last year allowed Cavis Reed to kind of pick who he wanted. That didn't necessarily go the way they wanted. So this year, he had a lot more conversations with Chris Jones. Didn't tell him who he'd hire, but if there was somebody he really didn't agree with, he would voice that displeasure. Is that kind of how you see it going, or is Tom Higgins going to have Cavis Reed-like opportunities to make his own coaching hires?
Well, I think somewhere in the middle there, because, you know, like I say, Jim Pop has a list. I know that for a fact. And from talking to former players, both former Eskimos and former Calgary Stampeders, and some of the assistants that have worked with Tom Higgins in the past, the one thing they've said is he doesn't just bring a plan A, plan B. He brings plan all the way to F and beyond. And so I'm sure that Tom Higgins has a list of names as well that he would like to have. But who knows? Maybe in the meeting of the minds, they've got some similar thinking and some similar candidates.
Rick, Tom Higgins, I think, comes in a tough time in Montreal just because Anthony Calvillo is no longer there. And we've seen how having a great dominant quarterback can give your team a much better opportunity to win. How did Higgins address the quarterbacking situation?
Well, he definitely said that he's pleased and happy about the promise that Troy Smith and Tanner Marsh showed in flashes when at their best in 2013. But Anthony Calvillo, well, gone, yes, as a player. He is actually around. He has actually started as the office intern in the football ops department. But I know what you're saying, and it's obviously a significant concern. And that's why, to me, you know, Tom Higgins, if Jim Pop was going to stay as head coach, he knew he needed an A-plus hire as OC. And for my mind, for as experienced as Tom Higgins is, the Alouettes still need an A-plus hire as offensive coordinator to continue the grooming process. My own view is that Troy Smith will step up and claim that job. Tom Higgins said again today that it will be open competition, although Troy Smith finished the year as the starter and had the playoff start. So to me, in Higgins' mind, he said the right things. It's 1A, 1B, if you will, with Troy Smith and Tanner Marsh. But I think in the Alouettes' scheme of things, their best shot at success in 2014 has to be with Troy.
Rick, with Tom Higgins coming in, you mentioned Jim Pop has a list. Do you know if Cavis Reed is on that list or if his name comes into discussions now that Higgins is there?
I don't know that. I don't know that for a fact. I know that Ben Cahoon and Jim Pop talked before the new year about a potential role. You know, if it was going to be bringing in a new receivers coach, you know, a position coach where they've already got an incumbent, Andre Bolduc could fit that role. So it's a crowded a bunch of coaches' offices right now. They're going to have to be some departures. And, you know, in the midst of all this, you know, there were rumors flying that Scott Flory might be ready to step in as O-line coach. One small detail, they already have an O-line coach, although rumored to be on his way out. Speaking with Scott Flory in recent days, he's reminded that he is under contract and he is working out with his fellow teammates.
Rick, as always, good to catch up with you, my man. Should be an interesting next few months in Montreal to see how the coaching staff is filled out and how the Higgins and Pop relationship unfolds.
Oh, it surely will, Jason. Look forward to it.